Israel is coming up with new allegations against Syria. An Israeli deputy minister is alleging that Syrian forces are using chemical weapons against civilians. Ayub Kara says Israeli medics stationed on the border between Turkey and Syria are reporting the use of such weapons. Well, to shed more light on Tel Aviv's escalating rhetoric against Syria, we're now bringing in political analyst Maya Nasser. What do you make of this report at this point, especially in context of the fact that armed groups themselves were saying that they were going to use chemical weapons at some point in their fight against the Assad government?
Well, good morning. The Israelis have been spreading these rumors since almost a year right now. We have heard the Israeli president talking about it earlier. It's kind of mounting on pressure against Syrian administration to push the world, to push the international powers to launch an airstrikes or strikes against Syria. This is not the first time they do this. Last year, the end of the last year, they have already spreaded rumors like this. It's not, Syrian army is not using any kind of, chemical weapons or even heavy artillery weapons against civilians. We have seen the actions of the militias on ground. We have seen the weapons they are using. They are using a very, very sophisticated anti-missiles weapon, weapons, anti-tanks, and we are right now watching this on ground. So probably the next step for the Israelis as a traditional enemy of Syria is to mount up a pressure against Syria in order to motivate the whole world to airstrike Syrian administration and Syrian forces on ground.
Right, so, you know, Israel's been quite active in its criticism of Assad, while it had been quite negative on the Arab Spring as a whole. Does that, in a sense, not only prove Israel's hypocrisy, but also that there's more to the Syria situation than meets the eye?
We have to understand the Israelis and the Western powers right now are not after any kind of reform in Syria. They are aiming to topple the Assad administration. We have seen the silence on Saudi's actions in Qatif. We have seen the silence in Bahrain. We have seen the Western silence in Palestine itself. This is not related to the human rights. This is not related to the needs of the Syrian people. It's politicized from the beginning. It's aiming to topple the Assad administration. And they are not looking for any kind of spreading democracy, because we have seen their actions in Iraq earlier, in Afghanistan. This is the same scenario, trying to repeat it in Syria again.
All right, Mr. Nasser, we'll have to leave it there for now. That's Mr. Maya Nasser, political analyst, speaking to us live from Damascus. We do appreciate your insight here on Press TV, sir.